My name is Maddie. I am 11 years old. These are my reflections on interviewing Maisa Garib. It was very interesting to actually be able to interview someone who came to the United States all the way from Egypt. That's almost halfway around the world. I really liked when Maisa told me about how she was named after her grandfather's most prized horse, and that horses in Egypt are very powerful symbols. The horse was their country's national animal, and it was on their country's flag. When Maisa told me how she spent most of her life in the dark, I felt so much empathy for her. There was a war going on in Egypt, and if you turned on the light in your home, they could bomb you. And I also felt empathy when Maisa told me that when she was scared to go in the elevator when she first got her job at the University of Pittsburgh, because she did not know what to expect. Before the interview, I was a little nervous on what to expect, like what Maisa was going to look like or what she's going to be like. I think that we had the interviews at a good time because we just finished our immigrant and our refugee study and social studies class. In the end of the interview, it all worked out and we all had a good time. And right before the interview started, Maisa gave us a little statue of King Tut for our classroom.